Welcome to Networking RX, a podcast devoted to helping business professionals like you enhance your networking skills in order to become more proficient, giving and receiving quality business referrals, and improving the overall quality of your life and the lives of those around you. The Networking RX podcast is a production of AmSpirit Business Connections, an organization whose mission is to empower business success through networking.
Welcome to the Networking RX podcast. I am your host, Frank Agin, founder and president of AmSpirit Business Connections. As our ongoing subscribers know, often on this podcast, I will share ideas and insights and best practices for networking. But occasionally I'll have that guest, great guests. People have great stories to share. Today's should be interesting. Successful people and learning how they have used networking to grow their lives. So if you have a story to share that involves networking, reach out to me using the email at the end of the podcast, or the one we'll include in the show notes. Before we get started, just a reminder, we're looking to add quality people to our stable of franchisees. This is a unique franchise opportunity in that it's geared for an aspiring entrepreneur or professional to add on to what they're already doing. Again, all of our franchisees do something else. For just a couple hours in the morning, a few mornings a week, our franchisees operate the AmSpirit Business Connections franchise program. The rest of the week, they do what they do. They're attorneys, they're accountants, they're web designers, they're consultants. They do all sorts of different things, and the franchise opportunity is just added on to what they do. If you're interested, contact me as well. But today I want to introduce Mark Bowser. Mark is a speaker, author. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you having me today.
Mark, I would love for you to share with everybody your story. And I know there's a lot to you. You've written several books. I know you've written one with Zig Ziglar, not to name drop. But why not?
Sure.
But I want you to kind of give us a rundown on that, and then I want to pivot and talk about how you used networking to kind of make this all happen. And I think a lot of people see success, people who are successful and have had opportunities like you have, as just being lucky in the right place at the right time, and want to kind of get across to them that maybe there's a little bit of that, but really there are things that can be done. So I'll throw it over to you.
Well, thank you, Frank. And networking has been a huge part of my success and success to come, is because I don't think it ever stops. You continually plant those seeds of networking. And I have been blessed with the right mentors who have taken me under their wing and connected me with the right people, and then things begin to blossom. And so a little bit of my story in terms of how it started is, being a professional speaker and a writer was not anything close that I thought I would be doing. It is not something you kind of wake up at 6 years old and say, you know, I don't want to be a fireman. I want to be a speaker.
Right.
But it kind of happened that way in terms of when I was in college. When I was in college, I was in Air Force ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps, and I was a pilot candidate, so I was being groomed to be a pilot. And in our military history course, Colonel James Biltz made us give, and I will use the word made us give a speech. Which, giving a speech in class is not fun, those of you who have done it in college. Anyway, but giving one in front of a Fulbright colonel, well, there you go. But right. I must have done pretty well, because he praised me so much in front of the other cadets, and I kept getting promoted, which was another good thing, that it got me thinking. And so after college, I just began to kind of pursue in terms of, okay, what is this thing? How do you do this? Like anybody does with any business, you just start searching. Today we use Google or whatever the search engine you use to kind of search for it. And I ran across the right people. I ran across a guy by the name of Tony Schaus. And Tony Schaus ran a speakers bureau in Indianapolis. I'm originally from Indiana. And Tony started booking me to present youth seminars, because that's kind of a safe thing. If you got a green speaker, toss them out there to teach youth, because it's hard to get the youth attention anyway. And if it fails, well, it's not a huge deal. If it's a success, wow, you made a difference. So right. He started doing that, and then he actually hired me to work on the inside inside of his organization as a salesperson, learning how do you sell speakers and so forth. Well, a guy who happened to work in the same suite with him was a professional speaker by the name of Scott McCain, who is a friend of mine. And Scott is a Hall of Fame speaker, one of the best of the best, one of our elder statesmen in the speaking industry now. And Scott took me under his wing and started to develop me as a speaker. And so connections like that happened. At that same time, I got connected with an organization called Peter Lowe International, and with the right people in that organization. And Peter put on what was known in those days as the Success Seminars. They were the largest business seminars in the world. Former president spoke on those and so forth. Zig Ziglar spoke in all those. And I got connected with the Ziglar organization. And from there, it just kept boomeranging until you just keep making different connections depending on what part or where you're going with your career. And that's kind of how it started with me. It's just you just kept planting seeds until you connected with the right people and you help them and they help you. It's kind of Zig's old thing was you can have everything in life you want as long as you help enough other people get what they want. And so that's the key. If you want to network, you connect with other people. And a great networking story that happened many, many years ago, too, and how I learned a lot of networking is a guy by the name of Harvey McKay. And yeah. A lot of people know him as the shark guy, swim with the sharks. Well, Harvey and I are both part of the National Speakers Association, and he had written a book on networking. And so I read his book, loved his book, and so I decided to do something kind of wild, and I wrote Harvey. I just wrote him. And I decided I was going to do something that was going to get his attention. This is back in the snail mail days. And so I got one of those big old smiley-faced postcards. It's a styrofoam thing, about half-inch thick, probably 10 inches in diameter. And I sent it to him. Well, Frank, when he got his stack of mail that morning over at McKay Envelope Corporation, what do you think he looked at first?
Yeah. Yeah.
and he loved it. He loved it. And so... And then he sent me some of his books, and I sent him a couple of books I had written at that time. And that's how networking kind of began for me, was just learning from different people and then just taking a chance and trying to figure out what can I do to get their attention positively, and then what can I do to serve them? What can I do to actually make a difference to them, using Zig's philosophy of you can have everything in life you want as long as you help enough other people get what they want.
And that's an interesting story. Now, the note you sent to Harvey – was there a call to action? Hey, I'd love to have coffee with you, or just
tell you the truth. I don't even remember what I wrote on that thing.
Okay.
it was just, you can't put much on a postcard, but sure. I just wrote some little thing in there. Obviously I had my contact information on them because he contacted me back, and I don't remember what I put on there. It was probably something like that. Love to network with you. It wasn't for coffee or anything, cause I was in Indiana and he was in Minnesota. But it was just somehow to connect, and through the years going forward from there, he was able to toss things direct to me. Like he was able to say, hey, contact this literary agent, see what he says. And you know, those type of things back and forth. My family owns a publishing house in Indiana in the funeral industry. And Harvey's going, Hey, check to see if you guys needed these envelopes. And so we were able to, you know, help each other back and forth, and not everything turned out in terms of, fruit for both businesses or whatever, but it was kind of like, that's how you plant the seed. Hey, is this a good fit?
Right.
And that's kind of how it started.
Well, I think that's an important point to make, though, that not everything's going to work out. I would imagine, you know, your story with Harvey worked out. There were probably other stories that didn't. And the lesson in there, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm putting words in your mouth, but the lesson in there is, if something doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that the process doesn't work. It just means that that instance didn't work. Not everybody understands how it's supposed to work, or is going to respond the way you'd like them to.
Exactly. It's kind of planting a lot of seeds, and you don't know exactly what seeds will grow. In the fall, the farmer doesn't get the complete harvest that he planted in the spring. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it may be even more because the wind blew different seeds, different places and so forth. And so I just kind of kept and tried to remind myself today to keep planting seeds and to try to plant them in different areas, because I made the mistake years and years ago of putting all my baskets in one business fruit, if you will. And that can be great when it's going gangbusters, but if it's all in one area and that area dries up, well, you got big issues. And so I kind of learned the hard way back then. It's kind of like, hey, spread the fruit out and try to network in different areas and in different arenas and so forth. And that begins to help things out tremendously, because it gives you a little bit more, not only balance, but it also gives you a little bit more foundation to stand on.
What are some things that you're looking for now to grow your business, to grow your, you know, obviously you're looking to sell and speak, or are there particular things you're looking for? Somebody's listening. Somebody out there is listening and wants to add value to Mark. What could they do?
For them to add value to me?
Yeah.
Well, one thing is this, my family owns an organization in Indiana called the Bright Corporation. Now, that has been, my grandfather bought it in 1945, so we've had it for four generations. And what it does is it primarily is a publisher for the funeral industry, which is probably not too many of your listeners out there. But right. We have begun to expand out, and we have a thing called Pride House Publishers. So we're looking for some authors. So if somebody is interested in having a book published, I would encourage you, send me an email, mark@brightcorporation.com, brightcorporation.com, and we'll take a peek. I can't promise we'll publish every manuscript, sure. Obviously. And we're not, and to be honest with you, Frank, we're not the right fit. We're known more of an entrepreneurial publisher. And what that does is we look for people who want to take a piece of their marketing puzzle, if you will, and use a book as one of that big puzzle pieces. Like, for example, we just published Jeff Greer's book. Jeff is a pastor in Mason, Ohio. And when I talked to Jeff about marketing, he's going, you know, Mark, I'm not really all that interested in like major marketing or anything. I just want it for my congregation, want it for the youth. And it's and I'm going, okay, I'm good with that. I mean, if that's what you want, that's fine. And some people use it for different ways. So that's one thing we do. And then obviously I have three companies. That's one. Empowering Enterprises is my speaking and writing company. So I write books and I present sales training seminars and leadership seminars. And so if somebody's interested in that, they can reach me at the email I just gave before, or just go to markbowser.com and look me up there. So that's how I can be of help to other people. And if somebody has an idea that they want to see bounce off me to see if I can help them and somehow, then I'm all open as a consultant. Throw me questions, shoot me an email, and I'll help you out if I can, or connect with me on LinkedIn. And I'm all about seeing how I can actually help and serve people.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically filling the role that Harvey and was it Scott McKay that you said?
Scott McCain and Zig, of course, and Jim Rohn. And it's our turn. It's time for us to step up. We've lost a lot. Scott's still out speaking a ton, which is awesome. We need Scott out there, but we've lost Zig. We've lost Jim Rohn, and we lost Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. They've passed on, and we got to pick up the baton. And I think we're doing it pretty good, but those are some pretty big shoes for us to fill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, those are big shoes to fill, and then you got to backfill beyond you. So I think it's great.
Exactly. And so it kind of goes the next direction. You help the people behind you. You help the mentor the people. I've been mentored, and I'm where I'm at because I've been mentored by people by Scott McCain and Zig through his work and some of the advice Zig has given me, and obviously Colonel Biltz. And so we got to do the same thing with the people who are younger than us to network with them and to connect with them and to help them learn how to network, and so they can pick up the mantle when it's their turn.
What's caught my attention with respect to this story, what you've shared is, and I'll go back to your story about Harvey, is you are open to helping him as much as you were hoping to be helped, and that's a key component. A lot of people kind of think, oh, if I could just get this person in my corner, my life would be changed, and you still have to add value to other people. And I think people might be intimidated and say, well, how could I help this person? Well, there's probably a way. I can't definitively say what. Go ahead.
And absolutely. I mean, one way is you just ask them. And like, for example, I have a little phrase that, and I kind of learned this, indirectly from Harvey. I mean, it kind of came to me as I was reading his book those many years ago. And my phrase, and I've taught this to many seminars, is when you're thinking about networking, is think of it this way: return favors before favors are due. Return favors before favors are due. In other words, I want to be able to serve you. What favor can I do for you? Return the favor before the favor is due. A lot of people do it backwards. Hey, somebody does something nice for me, so I'm going to do something nice. Hey, the neighbors invited us for dinner, so we need to invite them back. Well, really? Is that how it works? How about if we do something nice for the people first? Then some of them will do something nice for us, but even if they don't, that's not where you get your reward. You get your reward because of what you did, the seeds you planted, the good you did, the harvest you brought in for them. And then everything will take care of itself.
No, I think that's awesome. That's great advice. Not everybody, but there is this quid pro quo mentality. I'm not going to do anything because
that is
something
true.
Is done for me. And it's horribly short-sighted, because then the whole world, if the whole world operates like that, we're all sitting on the sideline waiting for somebody to
to try it. And nobody does anything for anybody.
Right. And it sort of dies. Well, Mark, what would be the best way for somebody to contact you?
Well, probably the best email to use is, you can do the one I mentioned before, mark@brightcorporation.com, or mbowser@markbowser.com. And that's markbowser.com. And so if you don't remember that, just go directly to the website, and there's a way to contact me on there as well.
And I can certainly find you on LinkedIn.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Well, Mark, I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me, Frank. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
You too.
Thanks for joining us on the Networking RX podcast. Please put what you've learned into action today and let us know if you have questions, comments, or ideas for future topics. You can email them to us at podcast@amspirit.com. That's AMSPIRIT.com. Finally, so you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to the Networking RX podcast through iTunes, Overcast, or however you receive your podcasts. Now get out and network with someone.
The Networking RX podcast is the copyright production of Amspirit Business Connection. All rights reserved.